Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're up here casually talking about earth-shattering information. How people realize how serious this is. The truth about Wuhan, how I uncovered the biggest lie in history, Dr. Andrew G. Huff, former EcoHealth Alliance Vice President and Senior Scientist. And that's the cutout group they were using to launch this whole thing. We've got the whole rest of the hour to go. Some stations join us in about 6 minutes. But we were getting into all the headlines they came out with. Oh, yeah, military intelligence, not just here but everywhere else, was brainwashing you and using weaponized info for your own good to tell you the shots are safe, to tell you social distancing works, to tell you mask work, to tell you to hate your neighbor. It's illegal under our laws to use that domestically, but they still did it. Why would they come out and admit all that?
Well, I think we really have no other choice. I mean, I think Congress is actually going to start putting pressure on the intelligence community and the Department of Defense related to specifically related to this COVID narrative.
Absolutely. So the bureaucracy's gone too far.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think without a doubt that there's not a person in the country right now that doesn't feel that way. The sad reality is that I don't think that Congress actually has went so far where it's represented that view. The Uniparty is in full effect, and I'm wondering what the breaking point's going to be until they actually get frustrated and actually start making a stink about this and actually do something about it.
Well, that's it, because the Republicans give lip service, but they've not really done much.
No, they haven't done a single thing, and I've actually been trying to put a lot of heat on the Senate and Congress. So the funny thing is, when I actually went to Senator Ron Johnson and asked him for help related to the harassment from the FBI, the Defense Intelligence Agency, and the Michigan State Police, there wasn't really overpouring support for something so crazy happening in my life. And I hope that they come around and change as this story starts coming to the mainstream, because if we allow to tolerate that kind of behavior in the United States, these representatives, our elected officials, they need to stand up and protect us and serve us.
Well, I mean, imagine, because it's on record what happened to you happened, how scared they were. Because that's the thing. People make a big deal. Oh, this basketball player dunked a basketball. This football player did this. So this, I scared of that. You're on record. You were one of the chief scientists. You were the vice president. You gave the info to Congress. You gave it to the lawyers. I mean, so many of the things that came out about Fauci gain of function and Wuhan them lying was you. Because there's a lot of great doctors out there exposing it and doing a great job, like Malone and McCullough and Dr. Michael Yeadon. They're amazing. But you were like the insider. And then the story of what happened to you while you were exposing it is just insane.
Well, and I can't believe that I haven't been called to Congress to testify. I've actually volunteered to do so to the House Intelligence Committee and the Senate Committee on Investigations. The worst part about this book is I shouldn't have had to write this book. I wrote this book for two reasons. One, I wanted to get the truth out, and two, I had to do it to save my life. I had actually been providing that information. Everything in the book I actually provided under oath with penalty of perjury to the House Intelligence Committee and the Permanent Select Committee in the Senate on Investigations. And I've been feeding that information. I was feeding him that information.
And then they sick special ops on you and shut you up.
Essentially. And it's almost unbelievable.
But they didn't know with your profile that would just make you mad?
Well, I don't know, but the one thing that's really strange about it, when I was having conversations with investigators from the House Intelligence Committee, I didn't know if the Uniparty was actually working against me, and they were actually using that information back to cycle it back against me for the attacks and then the craziness that they're putting back in my life. Because you have to figure, if the federal bureaucracy, the agencies are going to go engage in this kind of activity towards me, it had to get the nod or the approval from somebody. And I have a hard time believing that the House Intelligence Committee didn't know what was going on. Maybe.
Oh, they're all, it's come out in files. They're all surveilled by the CIA. And they've got operatives in all those positions. Hell, half of them are Chinese agents. You're not just dealing with American agents. The damn thing's in China. I mean, look at that whole Hunter Biden house he rented for $50,000 a month from his dad was a data dumping facility. Well, and the Chinese funded a whole thing at Penn State for Biden?
Well, maybe you can help me make sense of this weirdness. So I was speaking with...
Hold on, stay there. Let's talk about this. And maybe we should get to the harassment up front and then go back to the beginning when you started questioning. Or you can go... I'm going to try to give you the floor when we come back.
Sure.
You got to watch me. If you talk to me and pause, I'm going to tell you, I got diarrhea in the mouth here, buddy. You're here and you got information we need. So tell me to shut up. Todd, I'll interrogate your ass and ask more questions than answers.
Good.
All right, we'll be right back. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Stay with us.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalist and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Four words, four little words that are hurting America's pandemic response. What are they?
Do your own research.
Can we all stop saying, I need to do my own research? Nobody who's saying that is getting in a lab and doing tests. At best, you're reading other people's research. And more likely, you're probably reading a tweet about a headline, about a blog post, about someone else's research.
That phrase, do your own research, is popping up a lot in conversations about coronavirus and about COVID vaccines. But this go-it-alone approach, doing your own research, it seems so innocent, but it can have serious consequences.
In other words, CNN says, don't do your own research.
What are the roots of this phrase? I feel like I used to hear it around QAnon craziness.
Well, today, the deer antler guy was sentenced to 41 months in prison for his role in the Capitol riots.
The same phrase, do your research, is being peddled by some people who do have ill intent, who want to push you down certain paths, who want to, either for profit reasons or for geopolitical reasons, want to make sure that you are reading certain information as opposed to listening to authoritative sources.
And you will respect my authority.
So what should be an actually smart idea, especially in the U.S. with such a lack of funding and media literacy and all of these issues, it can really actually help make things worse.
Yeah, it's a sneaky little phrase.
Here's the four words that are helping to spread vaccine misinformation. Are you ready? According to CNN, here they are. Do your own research.
Do your own research.
Do your own research. It's a sneaky little phrase.
That's right, folks. CNN here to tell you, don't look into these things for yourself. Don't do your own research. Don't question anything. Just listen and obey.
He could have undermined the messaging so much that he can actually control exactly what people think. And that is our job.
Once again, the media is clamoring to tell you to stop looking into stuff for yourself. Do your own research. Those four words are hurting the U.S. pandemic response, CNN chief media correspondent Brian Stelter said on Reliable Sources Sunday.
Brian Stelter visits school kids to teach them to spot misinformation. He's telling them, don't even trust satire, don't trust anything but CNN.
Reducing a liar's reach is not the same as censoring freedom of speech.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Dr. Andrew G. Huff, the truth about Wuhan, how I uncovered the biggest lie in history. Former vice president, EcoHealth Alliance, where they cooked this all up, and one of their chief scientists. You know, I tell the listeners that I gauge the public's awakening by how much love I get at the grocery store, or at church, or on the street. And it's greater than ever. It's 99-1. But I was at a gas station about 3 days ago, and an old man walked up to me and he said, you don't tell me that I can't trust the FDA. Why don't you move to Mexico and eat poison food? You can't tell me that all the agencies are full of good people and our government's good. And I said, sir, just stop yelling at me. I said, the FDA now admits they were lied to. The shot doesn't protect you. It's causing all these problems. No, you're a liar. You're disinfo. That's why you're off the air. That's why you're all this other stuff. And he wasn't going to listen. He just wanted to say that. And so it's not just evil people. It's people that still have Stockholm Syndrome and still believe they're not being lied to. So, no, the whole government's not bad. The Border Patrol's not bad, but they're now run by UN treaty and can't even stop people coming in. So describe a little bit about yourself. You already did earlier, but your awakening process and what you saw at EcoHealth Alliance that concerned you, and once it all happened, why you went to Congress, why you warned people, how you got harassed, because you really are a constant whistleblower. You're the people that old man was saying, well, they're trustworthy, they're great. Well, yeah, a lot of them are. And then they're silenced or attacked when the good guys tell you the truth.
Well, my awakening actually happens in December of 2019, and that's when I find out that SARS-CoV-2 is spreading around the planet. So I actually had noticed some videos on an online forum of some craziness happening in Wuhan, and people had said that there was some kind of disease spreading. So me being an infectious disease detective of sorts, I start asking questions. Well, what's going on? Looking for information. And, you know, it looks like
let's be clear. You were in secret government programs, top secret clearance, on how to track disease and where it came from. So that's what you were trained in. That's what you did. So you weren't a detective of sorts. You're an expert.
Well, maybe I'm just being humble. Yes, I'm an expert. I'm an FBI-trained criminal epidemiologic investigator as well. So I know how to look for these things. I know how to get to the root of the problem. Well, when I see this event happening, the first thing you want to do is you want to attempt to validate it. So I actually went and pulled PM 2.5 data. So that's particulate matter. It's a size particulate that is typically causes air pollution. And what I did was I overlaid those data in a geographic information system, a GIS system. It's a software application for mapping and analyzing spatial data. And I overlaid it with crematoriums, and guess what I saw? Point source emission of these crematoriums putting out a ton of pollutants. So that's usually a corollary or an indicator that something's happening.
And let me stop, because you move so fast, it's awesome. One of the hundreds of things you broke before you became a whistleblower was that big story came out then confirming the crematoriums, they were covering up the death rate early on, and it was a real death rate. I saw it in my friends and family. This was a real virus. But again, that's one of the first big, huge things you broke just with your training.
Correct. And so what happened?
And you didn't want the credit. You just fed it out to people and it
came out. I actually scared the piss out of me. So what I did is I started calling my friends and colleagues and asked what's going on. Why isn't the U.S. government? So if I was no longer working in official capacity with the government, I'm just a scientist at home taking a look at things.
And again, this is early 2000.
2019.
So, before it's even in the news, you're saying it.
Correct.
This alone is huge.
December 2019, mid-December. So I start calling up my friends and other colleagues in public health, asking them what the heck's going on. Some of them work in the government, different levels, state, local. Some of us went to school together, infectious disease epidemiologists, public health doctors, medical doctors. And, you know, everyone's like, well, what are you talking about? What's going on? Well, about 2 weeks later, then it hits an infectious disease communication platform called ProMed. You can go look it up. It's ProMed.com, I believe. It's based out of Massachusetts. I actually used to do work with the company. But it's
So what, 3 months after you break this, it finally hits the news?
3 weeks. So,
well, it was 2019. I didn't see a lot of those. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, so mid-December 2019, it's moving forward. The disease is moving forward, and then the news starts to trickle out into mainstream platforms early 2020. And by that time, the U.S. government still isn't saying anything. When I find this highly suspect, because I understand exactly how the public health infrastructure and system works.
Supposed to warn quickly.
Warn quickly and communicate with everyone, because the idea is, you know, we're sort of like prairie dogs. One guy pops up, sees an animal, and then the rest pop up, and they all start chirping to warn everyone that there's something happening. Well, that's not taking place. It is dead silence. And then finally, and everyone else lives through this, once the U.S. government acknowledges
it. So, again, if you're seeing it, even though you're not currently doing that, you know they're seeing it.
Well, I assume so.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not getting any answers, and I'm sort of...
You're a prairie dog. You pop up and see 5 foxes and 10 wolves, and there's no other prairie dog chirping.
Exactly. Well, the funny thing is, I'm a guy that puts their money where their mouth was. I was living in California in the Bay Area at the time, and I immediately tried to get out of my house as fast as possible and move to a remote area because I think this is going to be the next big pandemic. And all my relatives thought I was crazy. My wife, you know, thought maybe I was overreacting. But I did it, and I moved to Michigan. Now,
I bet your wife listens to you now.
Well, I think a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Because of this. I mean, I think a lot of my friends thought it was crazy. I was telling them to start stockpiling 6 months of food. I did that myself, just in case the supply chain started to break down, which ended up happening as well. I actually published a paper on that in 2014. I predicted that. So, moving ahead here, the U.S. government then starts coming out with a narrative, well, there's an infectious disease in Wuhan. First thing that they say is, well, it's not airborne transmissible. Complete lie. Complete lie. Then the next thing that they say is, well, you know, it's surface contact. We have this under control. This is not going to become a pandemic. And that's the narrative as it's starting to structure. Well, all of this, your original question here is, what was the awakening here for me? I'm seeing all this, and I can't figure out why the government is lying about all this stuff. Then the next thing they say is, don't wear masks. Well, back then, in context, when Dr. Fauci would come out and say masks, he's talking to other infectious disease doctors, epidemiologists, public health officials. And we're thinking N95 or better. It was none of this cloth weird crap that we started putting on our face because there was a mask shortage because China had been already buying up the PPE in 2019. That's why there's a shortage of it. But anyways,
which shows a premeditation.
Well, we'll get to that in a second. Well, all of this, it's just surreal to me being a person that worked in this system with these people that all this has happened and I couldn't understand it. And from that,
stay there. This is riveting. Dr. Huff, stay there. The book, Truth About Wuhan, get it now. Share it. Skyhorse. Same folks who put out The Great Reset of the World. Get both the books. People are ready for the truth. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Here, you want a whistleblower from the inside? You want somebody, as I tracked all this news, that exposed it was in the lab, it was man-made, it was a control mechanism? He's here right now. So you got cut off by the break. Please continue. We've got all the points you sent me you wanted to get to. Just let them have it, Dr. Huff.
Well, picking up where I left off, so in 2020, as the government narrative is rolling out, I'm questioning everything. I've already moved and relocated. Well, then I started asking questions, and I don't know who to trust in the government. Because the government's response and the things they're saying didn't align with other things that I had worked on. For example, different government agencies have pandemic preparedness plans. There's a national one, and then the agencies have them, and sometimes the sub-agencies have these. And in that plan, it tells you how you're supposed to respond to a pandemic. Nowhere in there did it say that we were going to have lockdowns. So actually, it does say that you can have a short kind of quarantine or lockdown.
Oh, that all came from the WEF, the UN, Big Pharma.
Well,
we saw their unified program. You know.
Well, if you're talking about the actual push, so the strategy to push out the lockdowns, they capitalized on that as part of the cover up. So I can skip around here a little
bit. No, I'm going to shut up. Go.
Okay. Now you tossed me off a little bit. So the National Pandemic Preparedness Plans are these documents that scientists and public health experts have been working on for a number of years. And we actually tested and modeled scenarios using these supercomputers to figure out the best strategies to implement when the next big one hits. And through testing and those modeling and simulations, 2 weeks is actually a good number. They were actually telling the truth about that to buy some time. It can buy you some time real quick to help you make a better decision in the future, but that's it. And typically it only works if you can catch it early on when the disease first starts spreading.
If it's in one country, shut that down, isolate.
Potentially. And even if it's a big country, maybe not. I mean, maybe a small country. I'm talking maybe a city. A state. If you can get ahead of it that way by shutting down a region for 2 weeks, not a bad idea. But here's the problem. COVID started spreading around the planet in late August or early September of 2019. And that's a hard fact. So that's actually backed up. And in my book, I think I have about 7 or 8 different citations related to that. Different epidemiologists around the planet, when analyzed blood serology samples and found that this disease was captured actually in blood banks and other things for people who donated blood. So they went and analyzed these samples. And it's hard proof that this disease had already been spreading. And it had already spread to Europe, Italy, France, and a few other places by early September 2019. Now let that sink in for a second. I caught wind of it in December 2019. So the disease had already been spreading around the planet for months. So when all the conspiracy theorists, and I don't even like to say that anymore because the conspiracy turns out to be true.
Just people that question.
Yeah, people who question. Well, skeptics and critical thinkers maybe and people who are unsure.
Being informed is called being conspiracy theorists.
Well, unfortunately nowadays, it might actually set you up for the Inquisition. Well, so the disease starts spreading on the planet in the fall of 2019. Then, and we know this is a fact that it actually leaked out of the Wuhan Institute of Virology because the Chinese start buying laboratory containment equipment to get ahead of the leak. And so the Chinese are aware that the disease has, they have a leak, they have an ongoing leak problem. They're trying to plug the leak. Then the next thing that happens is it seems like that's when the U.S. government and the Chinese government start to, I guess, collaborate on this cover-up. That's based on their actions. So because I used to work in the government, I understand how the Department of Defense and the public health system works to capture information, the biosurveillance, to detect these diseases. The other thing is that's interesting about the Wuhan Institute of Virology is that it's been well known in national security circles for over a decade that the Wuhan Institute of Virology is likely a bioweapons laboratory. Okay? And I'm sort of hopping around here, and we can come back to this, and I can tie this back into my story at Equal Alliance. But why this is important is, if you have a bioweapons laboratory in a place like China, all the Five Eyes nations are going to be watching that laboratory to see what they're doing and what's going on. So the idea that the U.S. government didn't know that this disease had leaked out, in my opinion, is just surreal.
Well, for me, this was banned here in 2015. It was a big scandal. So they move it there for plausible deniability. So you want to release something where nobody gets blamed, but everybody gets control from it.
Well, actually, it was before that. So this whole gain-of-function work when I was at EcoHealth Alliance kicked off in 2013 or 2012. I actually have the original gain-of-function proposal.
No, I agree, but it came to a head in 2015 when scientists in the U.S. said, we shouldn't be doing this.
Well, not only did it come to a head, they actually created a policy to ban gain-of-function work domestically. And then this is where it gets sort of crazy, is that then we actually outsourced that gain-of-function work to the Wuhan Institute of Virology through my old employer, EcoHealth Alliance. And the government, for Dr. Anthony Fauci and these other people at the National Institute of Health to come out and say that they didn't know that this was gain-of-function work is just complete BS. We actually talked about it when I worked at EcoHealth Alliance. I mean, who wouldn't? Can you imagine having a bunch of scientists that worked and did gain of function infectious disease?
Do this. You do a great job here by the background, how interconnects. Do this when we come back. We got about 3 minutes to break, but just the quantification or your analysis of what this is, because we can go over where it came from and what happened, but the overall motive, just this gut level as a citizen of the world, we'll do it. What is this?
Well, this is, well, it's the biggest scandal in human history. What the gain-of-function work really is, it's bioweapons research gone awry. The whole notion of why we do gain-of-function work is basically to make medical countermeasures for bioterror attacks, biodefense, and pandemic preparedness. There is really no justifiable public health reason or medical reason to be engaged in this type of work, because it's based on one simple premise or illogical inconsistency, and that is humans can predict how nature will evolve an infectious disease agent, and it's impossible. So with this whole gain of function process is this. Well, if we take SARS-CoV-2 or a coronavirus, and we evolve it one step into the future, well, then we can make a drug, a vaccine, a medical countermeasure, a therapy to treat it. The problem is what actually happens is they evolve these things 100,000, 150,000 years into the future with diseases and animals and agents that will never come into contact with each other. Then they make the medical countermeasure for it. That's what really happened, and that's what's going on all over the world right now.
And they release it to be the saviors.
Well, I don't think it was released. I'm pretty firm on that. If you look at the Chinese behavior and their stated objectives from the Chinese Communist Party's stated objectives from 2016 to 2018.
So you think it was an accident?
I do believe firmly it's an accident because the Chinese behavior. So in the book, I actually do.
Let's talk about that when we come back, because I'm not disagreeing with you. I respect you, but I want to talk about that because you see pre-programming before, though. Fauci saying Trump will be challenged by a big virus. They're going to get power. The Rockefeller lockstep operation, they wanted this to happen.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your last chance to get a historic signed copy of my number one best-selling book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, you can get the book in stores. You can find it online. But if you want to get a historic signed copy and be part of our fundraiser to stay on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the book section and get your signed book. There are only about 1,000 of these left. And when they're gone, they're gone. I'm never going to sign the book again. We have a little limited edition thing coming out later. There's a piece of art that goes with the book, but I haven't even decided when I'm going to do that. It may never happen. But for just simple, straight-up signed books, and to be part of this fundraiser, this is the last time you'll be able to get the signed book at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you all for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed book today, and I thank you for keeping us in the fight against the globalists.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
And the book, The Truth About Wuhan, How I Uncovered the Biggest Lie in History, by Dr. Andrew G. Huff, former EcoHealth Alliance Vice President and Senior Scientist. He's here with us now. Regardless of whether they released it or not, you're saying it's man-made gain of function. But I see the pre-programming, the UN, Disease X, the power grab, the lockdowns, the Great Reset, the New World Order, all of it. Continue.
Well, so going back to where we left off, so the Chinese Communist Party's I analyzed the Chinese Communist Party's objectives, and I discussed this in my book. I do a sort of an intelligence scenario analysis looking at what would be their motive and whose motive for releasing this. And so the first thing you logically do is you have to eliminate all the other people that would possibly want to do this. So you could say this could have been a false flag attack from the U.S. government. The Chinese could intentionally release it. It could have been an accident. It could be a combination of events, actually. Maybe it was an accidentally released, and then they intentionally released something to throw people off. These are all possible scenarios. The thing is, the Chinese Communist Party from 2016 to 2018, they have very clear objectives. They want to increase the size of the party by 1 million people. They want to be the global superpower. They want to with those two objectives alone, if they intentionally release the agent on their own soil, it undermines those two objectives. And the thing that we have to remember here is this has been a terrible disaster for the Chinese people as well. They've lost millions of people too. They've actually had their GDPs went down after the agent is released. And the other thing that happens is everyone now is questioning China. It doesn't look like at least the how people perceive China. It actually weakens their position.
Andrew, I want to agree with you 1,000% here. It's a globalist group above China that used that lab as the pretext to set them up. I don't think China launches as a weapon. I think the globalist WF-UN combine that already had their responses ready, they're pre-programming them, telling us the pandemic's imminent, we're going to bring in world government through the pandemic. I think that globalist group put it there to be able to set China up. Not that I like communist China. I don't think Chinese government launched this. I think the globalists launched this in China for plausible deniability.
That's certainly possible, and that would sort of be like a lone wolf or insider type attack where maybe they bribe some employees who worked at the laboratory.
Well, a few operatives, they're in the death cult.
The death cult? Well, I don't know about that, but the issue here is if you look at intent, those are all very high-risk activities. It's certainly possible. I think it's more the case that after this leaks, the globalists all pile on board and get on the same plan. So
they use the crisis.
They use the crisis. You never let a good crisis go to waste, like Rahm Emanuel used to say. So the one thing you have to realize about organizations like the World Economic Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, now the Gates Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, the Rothschilds, all these old, huge, wealthy families and organizations, Google Foundation, they have business intelligence units which are similar to what governments have. And in these business intelligence units, they have 20, 30, 40 analysts sitting there collecting information, analyzing things going on. They collect human intelligence like the government does. I mean, they're running similar kinds of intelligence.
Yeah, intelligence agencies just aren't in governments.
Correct. They're also in businesses and corporations and other non-governmental organizations. So what I think happens, and what I strongly suspect happens, is that they all catch wind of this earlier than everybody else. So like I said, I was just snooping around. I caught it by accident in mid-December 2019. Well, if you have analysts who are going around looking for this stuff all the time, of course they probably picked up on it earlier.
So they jump on the trend.
Exactly. And then they go talk to their friends. So all these people who had partnered up at the World Economic Foundation, that's one place where they all come together. I was actually invited to attend back in 2015, and I didn't go. And my views on that organization has sure shifted along the way. So these people all know each other. You know, I can imagine Bill Gates getting on his phone, texting Soros, saying, "Hey, there's something going on here. Let's get on board here. Here's a chance for us to push something." And if you look at how the Gates Foundation specifically is invested into vaccine technology and other things that end up coming down.
Well, that was my next question, because I want to believe they're super centralized and know what they're doing, and overall they do. He was bragging on TV 3 years ago. I make 22 times the money on vaccine investment. But now they've pushed a dangerous mRNA that doesn't protect and hurts people. If I wanted to destroy myself, I would just set myself on fire versus this. I mean, they have made themselves the villains. The world know they're behind it. What do you make of the so-called vaccine and the carnage?
Well, my position has shifted. So actually, I probably didn't do enough research when the mRNA jab first came out. I was actually recommending that people get it. I was a little skeptical and worried about actually negative or adverse events from it. So I waited 3 months because I'm an infectious disease epidemiology. The government in my state said that you could be one of the first people to get it, but I waited. And about 3 months later, I start looking at histopathology reports, and I start seeing tissue damage in reproductive tissues and ovaries in women. Well, at that point, they're dangling the carrot over me to travel. And I go, maybe this only affects females. I'm a male. I get jabbed. So I go get my two doses of Moderna, and I'm not some kind of anti-vaxxer. Because I was in the military and I worked in this field, I probably have three sheets long of a vaccine record of things I've had to be inoculated with. Well, this is the sickest I've ever been in my life, and then the epidemiology data starts to come in from what we're told, what the performance of this mRNA jab was versus the reality. So it doesn't look. First, we find out that the jabs do not prevent infectious disease transmission. Okay, and that is the whole reason why public health officials, or why we typically recommended that you vaccinate an entire population. And they were talking about that early on. All of a sudden, well, the vaccine doesn't prevent transmission. I don't even like calling it a vaccine because it's actually a gene therapy. And executives from like Baxter.
Sure, so why would they bet on something that in rat studies, similar shots cause major health problems for rats? I don't think they're that stupid.
Well, I mean, this is where you can start asking questions. I don't know if they're that stupid, but I think they are that greedy.
And they thought, we control the media, just do it.
Well, it's not that they just control the media. There's a cover-up mentality to this. So once they find out that the mRNA jab could have adverse events or side effects, they start pushing it on, and they keep on even pushing it, though, even though it doesn't stop transmission, and there are problems associated with it for some people. If you jab everyone in the population, there's no control group to compare against. So it makes it much more difficult to then conduct scientific studies or launch lawsuits against the pharmaceutical companies if everyone's jabbed. Because
and if you give it to children, exactly, there's no control group. If you give it to children, though, then vaccine liability protection kicks in.
Well, I didn't know that. Is that true?
Yeah. If a governor even mandates it nationwide, then it protects it from liability.
Oh, interesting. Well, I mean, the vaccine immunity is really interesting in this specific case, though, too. So if these documents came out last week, is that the emergency use authorization for the mRNA jab. So first of all, they discount the other drugs that work. So hydroxychloroquine, Pepcid AC, zinc, vitamin D, all these things that work, and they didn't tell people to get healthy. So they discount all these things. They lie and they fabricate that to get the emergency use authorization. And that's all pushed through the Department of Defense. And they did it as a national emergency biowarfare pandemic type.
Which bypassed all the regular checks and balances.
Correct. And so it didn't come from NIH like everyone thinks. So you start to look at this, why we're doing this and why they want mRNA. So the interesting history here behind mRNA, and this is where Dr. Malone is a great person to talk to, is that mRNA technology was built because we have a fundamental problem in medicine and public health. Traditional vaccines take too long to manufacture. They take 9 months, best case scenario. And so if you're a national security person working in biowarfare, bioterrorism, or you're a senior public health official, we have a real problem. So a pandemic happens. You have an infectious disease outbreak, and it looks like it turned into a pandemic, and it happens quickly. Well, if you don't have a drug or a countermeasure for that, you're toast. Well, you could be. If you see, as you look with SARS-CoV-2, it actually wasn't that bad in terms of morbidity and mortality later stages of the disease. So the Department of Defense, the Department of Homeland Security sub-agencies, they want, and public health agencies like Health and Human Services, they want a platform that they can rapidly modify to match whatever disease emerges.
Stay right there. Stay rammed through mRNA. We'll be right back.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
To the town of Outfree, who rode a stranger one fine day.
And the accumulated amount is now trapping as much extra heat as would be released by 600,000 Hiroshima-class atomic bombs exploding every single day on the Earth. That's what's boiling the oceans, creating these atmospheric rivers and the rain bombs and sucking the moisture out of the land and creating the droughts and melting the ice and raising the sea level and causing these waves of climate refugees predicted to reach 1 billion in this century. Look at the xenophobia and political authoritarian trends that have come from just a few million refugees. What about a billion? We would lose our capacity for self-governance on this world. We have to act. So in answer to your question, I would say we have to have a sense of urgency much greater than we have yet had, and we need have had, and we need to make some changes.
He's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red.
I had something terrible. I had COVID, the flu, and a bacterial infection all at the same time about a month ago. I thought it was going to kill me.
Well, let's talk about that on air. After you took the COVID shot, you said you got the sickest ever, and that's what everybody's saying is they would never have taken the COVID shot if they knew what it did. The studies, the numbers, you're an expert on this, are showing it's really hurting our immune systems.
Oh, it's completely hurting our immune systems. So if you actually look at the population health data, from places like Scotland, for example, where they had high vaccine compliance. So they nearly vaccinated the entire population in in Scotland. And when you look at the results of the blood analyses, lymphocyte, neutrophil counts, O-type immunity, it was virtually destroyed. And there's more and more publications coming out by the day that indicate the mRNA jabs and the new bivalent jabs are actually destroying immunity.
Now, you're saying they didn't do this on purpose, and I respect you, but I think you have your own bias as a good person projected onto it. I go for hours. They had documents years ago at University of Texas that corona mRNA, as you were saying earlier, therapies cause massive problems. They work for some animals, some rats, some humans, but then cause massive problems with others. I mean, I saw just a few months ago a test with mRNA and gene therapy in New York, and the one person that tested it died. So as Malone has said, they tried for decades to get this through. They wish it would work, but it's like Russian roulette. And so I pull back when they know. Let's just say this. They know now it doesn't protect you. I've got CNN articles yesterday saying scientists and FDA angry that vaccine doesn't work and they were lied to and actually makes you sicker. I mean, I've got the headlines. I'll show them here while you're talking. So now that they know, they're not still admitting they're wrong. And I get your argument. You could say, well, they never admit they're wrong. Like Trump keeps saying it's perfect. I couldn't bring myself to play it yesterday. It was on Newsmax. And it was just disgusting. Like 5 minutes of him. Oh, we stopped the Spanish flu. We saved 50 million people. Oh, no one's hurt. It works perfect. I mean, he is the worst now on that. I don't think he's a bad person, but God, is he pigheaded.
No, and I think it's actually undermining his chances to be nominated to run for president again. If you look at, I think, the Republicans and conservatives and libertarians who tend to align with President Trump or that party, the fact that he can't come out and admit that this Operation Warp Speed and the mRNA jabs have been a mistake.
He could blame the Fauci that told him to do it.
Just going
to
say that. He could probably go to blame Fauci and Burks.
Because that's who did it.
Well, and I think that'd be a smart political move.
I mean, look, everybody forgives DeSantis. He said, I did it early on. I was wrong. They're lying. That's okay. We understand.
Well, and people make mistakes, and I think actually,
don't you become an accessory by then once you know? That's what I was saying. It's like they all know now.
Well, I think they are accessories, and here's the strange part of this. If Congress gets off its butt and does its job, there are strong criminal penalties that I think could be justified for numerous high-level bureaucrats and technocrats. I mean, I've said it on social media a number of times. Dr. Anthony Fauci should be facing the death penalty. And I don't think that's an overstatement. Millions of people have died. And what other genocidal maniac have we allowed to go free, at least not face a trial for the kinds of things that he's done? I mean, it is Nazi fascism, exactly.
And quantify that, because you're an expert, trained, certified, degrees in this, FBI, Defense Department, everything. Explain to people, you don't do gain of function because it could get out. It's illegal. That's life in prison. When you know about it in light of Congress, it's death penalty. And it's not about a fetish to kill Fauci, but I mean, literally, we need to scare other people and create a challenge to it. So there's a major sort of Damocles over people's heads to think about this.
Oh, absolutely. And people like this actually then ties into other people. People like my former boss, Dr. Peter Daszak, Dr. Ralph Barrick at the University of North Carolina, Dr. Ian Lipkin at Columbia University. These people are all yes men and co-conspirators for not only the agent SARS-CoV-2, because the thing that everyone has to remember here, the biotechnology that the Chinese had at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, that came from the United States out of Ralph Barrick and Ian Lipkin's laboratories. The Chinese were actually 10 years roughly or so behind the United States.
Sure, so why did we jump them ahead?
Well, that's a great question. So I talk about this in my book, and this is why I say it's the biggest intelligence failure in U.S. history. So,
or they want plausible deniability.
Well, no, I don't think it's that they want plausible deniability. We actually gave, this is my belief, and I think I have good facts to support this. The United States gave advanced biotechnology to the Wuhan Institute of Virology so we could collect intelligence on it. So remember how I said that everybody in the national security world knew that the WIV was the bioweapons lab for the Chinese? Well, here's a fun question. Let me ask. Do you think that the Chinese need $400,000 of U.S. money to do gain-of-function work?
No.
Do they need $5 million?
No.
Do they need $50 million?
No.
There's no number you could put on it. So what did the Chinese get out of this?
They're spying on both sides.
Well, exactly. So they need the advanced biotechnology. So this is what happens. This is the trade. So the United States government gives the advanced biotechnology to the WIV, so we can have access to their laboratory to inspect or sort of see what's going on there. Dr. Anthony Fauci, so when my story started gaining more prominence, I couldn't believe it. I felt like I was actually driving the White House for a period of months and with my attorney, Tom Renz. Dr. Anthony Fauci came out after I started saying this on social media and said, well, we need to see what's going on over at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Well, why does a Health and Human Services sub-agency director, Dr. Anthony Fauci, care what's happening?
We're almost out of time, and you invited me out to dinner. You're here this week. You've been on a bunch of shows. I'd love to go to dinner with you, but I'd really rather just say we're doing an emergency Saturday show, commercial-free, and come here tomorrow and talk to millions of people, because that's what I really want to do.
Let's do it.
And we can order a pizza. Okay, we'll talk to crew.
We can do both, probably.
Let's do both. So let's just say crew come in at about 10 a.m. Let's say tomorrow at noon.
Yeah, that works.
Let's take commercial-free for like an hour and a half.
Okay.
So you can really just get all this out, because here's the bottom line. Where we're at currently, what are your final statements to the viewers and listeners they need to know?
Well, everyone needs to get active. And we're at, like I said, I've said this repeatedly, this is fifth generation warfare. We're at a critical turning point in human history, and we're all living through it. The COVID narrative was BS. The jabs are hurting people. The government is lying to us about these things. I know that many of you probably do not hold any value about contacting your representatives or elected officials. You need to get politically active. Send them an email.
Oh, most of them don't know.
What do you mean?
I'd love to say they're evil. Most of them, you said, don't know. They're easily woken up. I agree with you. Most of these representatives don't even know what's going on.
Well, no, but they need to start hearing from your audience.
That's what I'm saying. They're not already done, folks. I agree with you. I'm saying they're ready to hear.
Well, I hope that they're ready to hear. I think the next couple of weeks will be real telling whether or not the Uniparty is going to go away and the Republicans are actually going to do something. I sure hope that they actually get these committees.
You're calling for a criminal investigation.
Well, I think I'm calling for a number of things. I want Congress to investigate. I want to see an investigation both on the Senate and the House side. Okay, and I want to see criminal referrals from Congress, and I'd like to see the executive branch of the government do an investigation, but that's not going to happen.
But so here's the deal. You're not a mad scientist. You're a scientist. You're what they really fear.
Well, that's why they came after me so hard. And the other thing that's going on right now is that in the state of Florida, DeSantis has created a committee or investigation to actually look at what's happening and potentially refer criminal charges. I believe the grand jury has convened related to some of these issues. So if the federal government's not going to do it, at least get in contact with your state representatives as well. Put pressure on your attorney general. We need to have charges brought against these people. They are criminals. What they're doing is the most...
And we're not pissing in the wind here. All over the world and here, Japan, Europe, it's happening. I mean,
it is. And the funny thing here is this past week I was watching the World Economic Foundation.
Hold on. That's where I wanted to go next. So tomorrow, be here at 11. We'll tape at noon for an hour and a half, commercial free. We'll hear it about 4 p.m. tomorrow. Let's reconvene on how we go after them, how we stop them next.
Sounds good.
Crew, you ready to come into work tomorrow? Yes, sir. All right, I'll be here.
All right, sounds good, sir.
All right. I wasn't going to take my daughter fishing, but she can wait. All right, because she'll be dead if we don't stop this. So I kind of got to be here. All right, we'll be right back with Judge Andrew Napolitano, hour number 4. Amazing job. The Truth About Wuhan, the new book by Dr. Andrew G. Huff.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.